ever feel like the whole point of college is just, checking boxes, getting those grades, passing classes, finally getting that diploma?
The eternal quest for the degree.
Exactly. But are we missing the bigger picture? Today, we're diving deep into performance-based funding in higher education, PBS.
PBF, right.
It's all about tying funding for schools to, well, performance. Things like how many students attend, complete courses, and graduate. Sounds logical, right?
Makes sense on the surface.
But, and here's the big question, is it actually helping students learn, like really learn?
That's the crux of it, isn't it? PBF loves to measure, 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 but are those metrics really reflecting deep, meaningful learning?
I mean, think about it. You could pass a class, even get a good grade, without truly grasping the material.
Oh, absolutely. Happens all the time. You cram for the test, pass, and then poof, the information's gone.
And that's just one class. What if this mindset permeates the entire system?
Then we've got a problem. Because if the focus is solely on completion, institutions might be tempted to, well, lower the bar.
Just to get those graduation rates up.
Exactly. And suddenly, the value of a degree starts to
Plummet.
precisely. We get what's called credential inflation. Everyone has a degree, but the actual skills and knowledge haven't kept pace.
So employers are looking at these graduates and they're like,
Wait a minute, they have a degree, but can they actually do the job?
and the answer is,
Maybe not, because PBF, as it stands, doesn't necessarily prioritize those crucial real-world
those
skills.
soft skills everyone's always talking about.
Those are part of it. Think critical thinking, problem-solving, collaboration, communication, the ability to analyze information, to think outside the box, to work effectively with others.
Skills you need no matter what field you're in, really.
Absolutely. Those are the skills that allow you to adapt to new situations, to learn continuously, to thrive in, well, a world that's constantly changing.
Makes sense. And those skills, they're not so easy to measure, are they?
Not compared to, say, attendance or graduation rates, but they're vital for lifelong success. And that's another key point. PBF often focuses on institutional performance, not individual student development.
So it's all about the school hitting certain targets, not necessarily about what each student is actually learning.
Exactly. It's a one-size-fits-all approach. But what about students who aren't seeking a traditional four-year degree? What about those who want specific skills or certifications?
Those who are looking to level up in their current careers or explore something new.
Exactly. Their goals might be different, but they're just as valid. And PBF doesn't always account for that diversity.
So what's the solution? How do we move away from this box-checking mentality and create funding models that actually prioritize real learning?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But I think we need to shift the focus from institutions to individual.
From how well the school is doing to how much each student is actually learning.
Precisely. Imagine funding models that reward institutions for helping students develop a portfolio of demonstrable skills, not just awarding them a piece of paper.
So instead of just saying, hey, you completed these courses, it's about showing, hey, I can apply this knowledge to real-world situations.
Exactly. Think internships, projects, even entrepreneurial endeavors. Show, don't just tell.
That's a pretty radical shift.
It is, and it won't be easy, but I think it's a conversation we need to have because the current system, it's not serving everyone.
No, it's not. And we need to think about the long-term implications. What kind of future are we creating if we prioritize completion over comprehension?
It's something for all of us to consider, really. Students, educators, policymakers, even employers. How can we work together to ensure that education is truly empowering?
So it's not just about getting that degree, it's about gaining knowledge and skills that will serve you throughout your life.
It's about fostering a love of learning, a curiosity about the world, and the ability to adapt and thrive in whatever challenges come your way.
Food for thought, everyone. Keep those questions in mind as you navigate your own learning journey.
And keep pushing for a system that supports real learning, not just ticking boxes. Because education, at its core, should be about empowering individuals to reach their full potential.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep striving to make education truly meaningful.